A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, "What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish." He did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest for that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to kill him. So Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left for the region near the desert to a town called Ephraim, and there he remained with his disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another as they were in the temple area, "What do you think, that he will not come to the feast?" The Gospel of the Lord. I went to a play recently with some friends. We entered the theater, and of course the curtains were still closed. It didn't seem like much was going on. People milling around, chatting in subdued voices. But we were waiting for the drama to begin. And things weren't as idle as they seemed. Behind the curtain, one sensed a lot of hidden activity. The stage was being set. Last-minute props were being put in place. Actors were taking their positions, ready for the curtains to part. I looked at the back of the theater and could see up in a booth the lighting and sound people adjusting their control panels. They, too, were settling into place. The preparation activities were about to end. 2 hours of intense drama were about to begin. That memory of those preparations and readiness I had at the theater, I feel again in today's gospel. I sense that something big is about to happen. The story feels like the moments before a drama unfolds, with a few last-minute touches. The chief actors are taking their places before the curtains part. Tomorrow, Palm Sunday, and we'll hear Matthew's version of the drama as he narrates the intense action of the Passion. But as for today, the last pieces are being put into place. The dramatic lines are being drawn. Here's where we are in that drama. Jesus has just raised Lazarus from the dead. Some Jewish people had come out to console Martha and Mary on the death of their brother. But instead, they saw Lazarus emerge from the tomb by a command from Jesus. "Lazarus, come out." Now they begin to believe in Jesus. But not all. The story tells us that others went to report what had happened to the Pharisees. And as we heard today, the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin to discuss the matter. The high priest Caiaphas becomes the chief actor in this scene as he lays out the importance of killing Jesus because, as he says, "It is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation not perish." There's no little irony here on St. John's part. In the next scene, Jesus, aware of the imminent danger in Jerusalem for him, withdraws to Ephraim with his disciples. You sense that he isn't fleeing in fear as much as waiting for the moment that he feels is the best time for what he's about to do. John gives a strong hint when that time will be when he says, "Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before Passover to purify themselves." John adds, "Look for Jesus." They also ponder whether Jesus will come to the feast. The curtains are apart. The drama is about to begin. All through John's gospel, the approaching confrontation has been building to this moment. The confrontation between the life that Jesus offers versus the forces of death in the world. The light of God's revelation versus the darkness of sin and ignorance. The living waters that draw us into community of faith versus the parched landscape of individualism and self-interest. The bread of life that satisfies hungry and searching spirits versus the quest for more possessions that leaves people hungry in the desert of their own making. Today's gospel sets us up for the drama that is about to unfold, beginning tomorrow and taking us to Easter. At first, we're spectators, fascinated as the two forces of light and darkness clash, and darkness seems to have the upper hand. But we can't be spectators for long. The drama involves us all and is for our benefit. We cannot accomplish on our own the gift of life and renewal of life that Jesus is about to give us. That's his work. Our work is to appreciate in awe what God is doing for us, and on Easter to respond with one big thank you as we renew our baptismal promises.